This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And hour number three is upon us, this final hour of the week. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Don Paul joining us now from Lono Life. And Don, welcome back, Rush to Reason. How are you this Friday evening?
I'm doing fantastic. It was a good week. Going into the weekend, hey, it's a good time.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to talk, first of all, Lono Life, great products. I use your products on a very routine basis. We'll get into that in a moment. But we're going to talk about how to boost the immune system, which with everything going on, with everything from, you know, Omicron to flus to just regular colds and so on, it's that time of the year, Don, where it really wouldn't even matter whether COVID was here or not. It's just that time of the year where we need to keep our immune system boosted, period. Get us started on that. How do we do it?
You know, you're exactly right. We're enclosed a little bit. One of the things that some of these are very basic, but we forget about them. And one of them is to exercise at a regular time. And everybody's like, oh, don't throw the exercise at me. Or they started in the new year because that's my New Year's resolution, and now they dropped off. But if you exercise on a regular basis, and I always say start small. You don't have to do a marathon. You don't have to train miles. Go small, because these things, and it all ties together, it improves your mood, boosts your energy, and it promotes better sleep. The other thing is, lower your stress a little bit. Now, these all tie in immunity. You know, we think, well, how is this kind of going here? Well, you know, you start maybe a little bit less caffeine. I know it's painful for many people, but breathing exercises is another one. But as we look to boost in diets and everything, you're going to want to look at your vitamins, your minerals and fibers and things like that, kind of back off maybe some of that sweet treats a little bit. Because you need to boost vitamin intake and everything.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Okay, I know you guys with Lono Life Bone Broth, great product, by the way. I talk about it constantly. It really is. It's and for those listening, it's made several different ways. You can buy it in bulk. You can buy it in little packets. Or if you want to take it on the go, you can. It's really quick and easy. You don't have to do a lot. In fact, you can use it straight up, Don, if you want to. I do from time to time. If you just want a really quick pick-me-up, you can make a little cup of this quickly, and down it goes, and done deal. It's really that fast. Or you can also do some things that I know you're going to talk about, which is make some, you know, probably add a few more things to it. Use that as your base and make it a little more flavorful, right?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, use it in the recipes instead of just regular broth. But, you know, bone broth, I mean, it has all the great things. I love that you're a supporter of it, because it has 10 grams of protein per serving. That's great, because it supports your muscles and things like that. But also, we don't talk about magnesium or potassium, which supports that muscle and nerves. And that's where, you know, you look at this superfood. And, yeah, Lono Life, we really talk about it, because if you, in just a cup, as you mentioned, a hot water, and you put a nice powder in, and it fills you up, and it gives you that boost, you know. And if you've been working out, as I talk about, kind of walking a little bit, hey, it alleviates the soreness, aches, and pains.
Now, hey, Don?
We all talk about collagen, too. You know.
Hey, Don, before you run on, because you hit on something there, a lot of people are just getting back into the gym. They're getting back into working out, and that can mean things like muscle pulls. And if you're saying that this adds a lot of magnesium, and what was the other one?
It's a magnesium, potassium.
And potassium, yeah. Both of those can really help offset muscle pulls.
Great point.
Oh, you can. And with the protein, you know, you have protein powders and protein bars and all that. But this is, it's going to give you much more than that. And that's going to replenish those muscles, the sore and fatigued muscles, alleviate the soreness, the aches and pains, even if you don't work out. But you kind of look at your vitamins and how much, what are the vitamins doing for you and things like that. But calcium, we, you know, talk about calcium and milk and things like this, but you kind of fill that up with all this, and I think it's a simple thing to
do. And absorption as well.
Absorption,
with the
and then, you know, you mentioned too a moment ago, Don, that there are these other products out there, although I look at those things pretty closely, and there's very few protein powders or even protein bars, folks listening, that aren't both high in sugar and carb at the same time. Your product, Don, is not.
No. No, and that's what we a lot of people are trying it and loving it, but athletes will jump on it because they don't want that sugar. They don't want, you know, they still want a quick pick me up and move from there. And then we have, you know, we talking of kind of mentioned the collagen. Collagen is great for skin, nails, and joints. You know, I mean, we talk about it as we all get a little older. The joints and the pain and thing, the collagen will step in on that, and the skin and the elastic and your gut health. It all ties in just a little bit, moving towards that healthier living.
Hey, Don, can you really quick, I was looking at absorption, okay, because that's really huge. So many people in our modern world, what we do is we'll take these vitamins, we forget they're totally synthetic, you're barely absorbing any, or we'll take these pills, those supplements. When we look, I want you to compare your bone broth to protein shakes, because people look at these whey protein shakes. They're not bad. They've got something to be said for them. I'm totally for them. But in terms of absorbing and using and processing the protein, what's the difference between that and your product?
Great question.
Well, you know, great. You put me on the spot. But, you know, it's the method itself. And you're talking about not a heavy, these protein shakes are heavy, and the idea is
they
go to put the protein and it stays there. Or, as you mentioned, the vitamins is kind of synthetic, move on through. A bone broth, especially if it's just a simple cup of warm water and you mix it, use it as just a broth for a lunch or something, you're going to get more of the absorption through that. It's not going to flow on through there like a huge meal or something like that, and it's going to get all kind of tangled up, so to speak.
Well, and two things there that I know just from experience, Don. One, your body always absorbs things that are warm better than when they're cold, so that's one key to it. And then, again, on top of it, what I've learned on most of the protein powders, the worst it tastes, the better it is for you, the better it tastes, probably the worse it is for you. In your case, it tastes good no matter what.
That is true, you know. And you know, we substitute out. We have a lot of recipes on LonaLife.com, and it's just recipes using, instead of the chicken broth that has more water and sodium in it, you use the LonaLife in a recipe. You get that boost that we've been talking about, and you can eat healthier. You know,
that's
you
right.
can have more veggies and have this brought into your meals. And I think it's that immune supporting type of idea. And if you just did that and some of the other stuff slowly moved on, you're going to be healthier. And I think that's important.
How are you going to work it, like in recipes together with vegetables or meats, maybe?
Great question.
But I mean, how are you going to do that to add this kind of health without detracting from the other elements?
Well, you know, it's going to be a light. Now, one of our, we have an immune-supporting soup, and it's going to be some of the things just give you a little flavor. But garlic, for instance, has some benefits.
Right.
Huge.
Bok choy, you know, and you have radishes and things that have, and kale and spinach. They all have their own unique abilities or boost into the bone broth that will add to it. But it's that warm, we talk about that warm soup. And it's, you know, if you want something a little bit more filling, but you're not going to load up with beef or chicken or whatever, this is going to help you. And it's going to be a nice, subtle, but flavorful. Because we still have to have flavor in our foods.
Agree. All right. It's Don Paul again. LonoLife, LonoLife.com. We always have this up on the website later. And producer Ann will also do a good job of putting up this recipe as well. Don, it's always a joy having you guys. You always bring some great and good fun recipes. And I love having you guys on because you just have a great product.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
So we appreciate it, Don. Have a great weekend, sir.
Hey, you too.
We'll do it. We appreciate it. And they do have good stuff. And you asked a moment ago, you know, how do you do some of this? Well, where you would normally have, like, he kind of said it, but where you'd normally have, like, a chicken stock, just in that recipe, replace it with the bone broth chicken that they have, and voila, you're done.
It's going to be a higher quality.
Exactly.
By the way, he handled that well. I threw some curveballs.
You know what? He did. And what I will say as well, I haven't got Charlie to try this yet because he doesn't like the idea of it being bone broth, but it doesn't – it tastes like chicken soup.
Okay.
I don't know else to – really, folks, the best way to do this is mix up a cup, get rid of the idea that this is a bone broth product, and just get rid of that. Put that out of your mind.
Just try it.
Mix it up. Put a little bit of onion or something in if you want. You know, spice it up a little bit if you'd like. Taste it. You won't know it from regular, you know, chicken soup, and you can even add a few noodles or things to it if you want to. It's your call.
Is shipping cheap?
Most of this is available locally at all of our stores. So Whole Foods, King Super, Safeway, Costco, Sam's, whatever. You can buy it at most of those places. So that even makes it easier.
Okay.
Piece of cake. All right. We're going to come back. In fact, I'm going to give you an update on the IV thing when I come back.
Okay.
Which kind of goes along with this whole nutrition thing as
well.
Yeah,
can we also do some more like healthy eating or maybe even hot, warm eating like soups and things?
Good idea. All right, we'll do that. We'll come right back. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, folks. And if you're looking to take some cash, some equity out of what you have now, but you don't want to be burdened with a mortgage, this is a way to do that. 303-467-7821. Or you can also look him up if you're driving right now. Just go to klzradio.com.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith wants to help you again with your financial future. Can coincide with what we were just talking about with Bruce Simmons. Again, find both of these guys at klzradio.com or call Al direct 303-744-1128.
Don't let the IRS define your retirement. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, will help you develop a long-term strategy so that less of your income will be taxed. Depending on your age, your income could be nearly tax-free by the time you reach 72. Timing matters. You need a financial advisor who specializes in creating tax-efficient retirement plans. An initial visit with Al will establish what you want your retirement to look like, how much income you'll need, and your risk tolerance. Through patient listening, Al can assist you in creating a plan that's based on your unique circumstances, while allowing for unforeseen events that may require increased income. Learn how your retirement can become tax efficient. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
All right, Flesh and Beck is next, folks. Speaking of legal things that you may have going on, and I've got a couple of folks that I know, family members even, that are using Kevin as we speak to handle some insurance claims that they have going on. It's one of those things where if the insurance company's not moving, give Kevin a call. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, so this is Friday. I know we're going to talk some more food, but Joe sent this earlier.
Okay.
Last week, we took some friends out to a new restaurant and noticed that the waiter who took our order carried a spoon in his shirt pocket. It seemed a little strange. When the waiter brought our water and cutlery, I noticed that he also had a spoon in his shirt pocket. Then I looked around and saw that all of the staff had spoons in their pockets. When the waiter came back to serve our soup, I asked, why the spoon? Well, he explained, the restaurant owners hired Anderson Consulting to revamp all of our processes. After several months of analysis, they concluded that the spoon was the most frequently dropped piece of cutlery. It represents a drop frequency of approximately 3 spoons per table per hour. If our staff are better prepared, we can reduce the number of trips back to the kitchen and save 15 man hours per shift. As luck would have it, I dropped my spoon, and he was able to replace it with his spare. I'll get another spoon next time I go to the kitchen instead of making an extra trip to get it right now. I was impressed. I also noticed that there was a string hanging out of the waiter's zip on his trousers. Looking around, I noticed that all the waiters had the same strings hanging from their flies. So before he walked off, I asked the waiter, excuse me, but can you tell me why you have that string out there? Oh, certainly. He then lowered his voice. Not everyone is so observant. That consulting firm I mentioned also found out that we can save time in the restroom by tying the string to the tip of, you know what, we can pull it out without touching it and eliminate the need to wash our hands, shortening the time spent in the restroom by 76.39%. I asked, and you get it out? How do you put it back in? Well, he whispered, I don't know about the others, but I use the spoon.
Oh, that's great. That's funny.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. I feel sick. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. I was wondering if we could talk. We can either talk healthy foods or we can go dive into soups.
Okay.
Because it's cold, man. And at this time of year, I'm generally not a soup eater. You are.
Yeah, okay, I like soup when it's cold. I'm not a, when it's hot out, no, I'm not a soup guy then. But
okay,
if it's
the
cold,
soup,
yes.
But the soup is hot. Yeah, that's what
yes,
I mean.
Yes, I'm a hot soup when it's hot guy.
You're a hot soup when it's hot guy?
Or sorry, hot, I'm a hot soup when it's cold out guy. I'm not a soup guy when it's warm, pretty much, period.
Okay. I mean,
maybe a lobster bisque or something along those lines, which are really heavy and kind of hard on my stomach, but anyways, regular hot soup when it's cold out, yes.
Okay, because at this time of year, there's nothing like some hot soup.
I agree.
And I just wanted to throw out some of our favorite soups, and I just kind of want to get you to give thumbs up, thumbs down,
okay.
one to ten, whatever. Okay?
Okay? Let's do it.
What do you think of a good tortilla soup?
Not bad. Not my favorite, but not bad.
See, I love it. Chicken tortilla soup. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be well made. It's got to be done well at a good Mexican restaurant. Then that's killer. Okay, let's go with the three Asian ones that are the most popular, hot and sour.
Not my favorite, but I'll...
Mine either. Egg drop.
Yes, my favorite.
I love it. And wonton is very good, too.
I like it as well, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, chicken wonton, by the way, if they have big pieces of chicken and you know, a lot of veggies in there, really do it up, that can be pretty incredible. Okay.
I agree.
The classic chicken noodle.
But
that's something you never get out. It's something you got to make at home.
Let's back up for just a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you ever feel like, and Charlie, I'll ask you this as well, when you're eating egg drop soup that you're just eating snot?
No, I never thought of that until
Charlie,
now.
Charlie, do you ever feel like when you're eating egg drop soup, you're just eating snot? Because sometimes, you know, depending upon who makes it, it can be a little bit, you know,
you know, up until now, I enjoyed egg drop soup. Thank you.
Not
Thank
anymore.
You. You know, I actually kind of look forward to it.
It's just snot soup.
Thank you. Is there anything else from my childhood you want to ruin?
Okay, on to chicken noodle. Go ahead.
Because, you know, I mean, you want me to list them.
I mean, you got to remember, I'm a guy that'll eat gas station sushi, so I'll eat anything.
Yes, you will.
So I will eat snot soup. Yes.
Clam chowder.
I love clam chowder.
I do, too. I love clam chowder. Yeah. Okay, let's get a little
spice. Do you like the little crackers in it, the little, you know, oyster cracker things?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Now, something I cannot digest beans well, so I really can't do it, but chili.
Yeah. Me and chili,
it tastes so good,
it's got to be good chili, done well, and I like more meat than beans.
Okay, well, how about chili, and obviously we're getting out of the health thing here.
A little bit.
Way out of the health thing here.
A little bit, yeah.
But chili with going all the way with the Fritos. Fritos and chili, you know,
The scoop Fritos.
The scoops.
Oh, yeah.
Scoops with, with a lot of cheese on top.
Well, then, yeah, we're not.
Even some sour cream.
Now we're not healthy anymore. Andy.
No. You're going to die in 30 minutes.
We just killed our immune system by eating
chili. You've only got 30 minutes to live. Not that you're eating this because you know you only have 30 minutes to live. You only have 30 minutes to live because you're eating this.
The only exception to that would be if you make it really hot and it cleans your nostrils out. Maybe it's okay then.
Maybe it'll help.
For the
health. At least you'll die with good nostrils.
That's right. You'll be clean.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. You know, I've always wanted to die with good nostrils.
Why not?
Okay.
Help out that dude in the, in the funeral home.
Jeez. Okay. Let's go.
By the way, what a nasty job. Just saying.
Oh.
Anyways, yes, moving right along.
Okay, you said it earlier, lobster bisque.
I love it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
But
it's
that
heavy,
is something, though, that some places make great and some places make watery and boring. And you're like, why did I throw down this money for this?
Yeah, because it ain't cheap.
No.
It's always expensive.
But it's not supposed to be cheap. This is a soup that it's an upscale, I want to throw some money down and have something great. So make it great.
I agree.
And when it's great, lobster bisque is out of this world. Okay, let's go down home. Beef stew.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Yeah.
And the neat thing about beef stew is that's one of those things you leave there cooking all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you
get
to
simmer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get different and spicy. Spicy Korean beef soup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And by the way,
that'll clear out the old sinuses.
Well, back to the immune thing. When you look at what was on our list a moment ago of some of the things that really help your immune system, a lot of those will have that in it. So probably not bad for you either. And a lot of folks say, well, it's got a lot of salt and sodium. We've already figured out that sodium's not the killer, folks.
No, it isn't.
That's the least of our worries.
And these Asian soups generally have a lot of those elements.
One thing you have to be careful of on some of the Asian soups is sometimes they'll throw some MSG in, which you kind of got to, but that's about it. Other than that, yeah, good.
Okay, do we have a few more minutes?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Keep going.
I got to go with one of my faves, man, French onion. Now, granted, obviously, once again, you're going to die in 30 minutes because you have to have it with a lot of French bread.
Melted on top, basically.
Yeah, well, what I like
cooked on it.
Yeah. Obviously, you're going to have the crusts or the croutons that are on top of it with the Swiss cheese that is baked on there. I get all that, and I like the bread bowl. I like to go the whole way with the bread bowl. Do you ever do that at Panera?
I'd love to, but no, I try my best not to.
Do it. Bread bowl with French onion soup. Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever been to San Francisco and had like a bread bowl on the pier with clam chowder out there?
Well, I'm a conservative, so no,
no
I don't go to
have?
San Francisco.
Never been there?
You know where
actually, good stuff.
First of all, yes, I have been there. Right. And second of all, you know where I like better, though?
Hmm.
About 50 miles south of there, Monterey.
Oh, okay.
And they've got great food, just period. Okay, so here's one that's Mexican, chicken pozole. I love it.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know if I've ever had that.
You got to try it. Most places that make it well.
Okay.
Here's one, baked potato soup. You know, you got the bacon in there and so forth.
If it's there and I'm hungry, I'll eat it. Am I going to order it? No.
Now, I've had it both with ham or bacon. I like it better with bacon.
I would agree. Well, everything's better with bacon.
Okay, here's one that I love that I doubt you will, cream of mushroom.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll eat that. Sure.
Oh, good mushroom soup.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And finally, good old-fashioned chicken pot pie soup.
How can you go wrong?
Oh, it's so good. It's decadent.
Chicken pot pie, period. How can you go wrong?
Yes. Have you noticed that grandma never made anything healthy?
Shoot, no. But amazing how long she lived.
And amazing how much we loved her.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to wonder, was it?
Absolutely.
Was it, no, I mean, it's really, for what you just said.
Because lower stress.
And you have to wonder, was it because everything was still, even though it was heavy, but was it because
was
everything was homemade, natural, didn't have all the preservatives and other junk that a lot of folks are eating today when they think they're eating healthy, but really aren't?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think a lot of that, John, is because these things that we try to eat today that are much healthier, The only way to get them to have shelf life and preserved is to throw a lot of preservatives on there. And so these things that are healthier that we think we're doing this health, you know, I use a wok every night for my meal, but the things we're throwing in there had to be preserved much longer, and they use those kinds of methods.
I would agree with you, Andy. Yes, wholeheartedly.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Whereas grandma...
It was all fresh.
It was fresh.
Including, you know, really, probably even the noodles they made was fresh.
She made, oh, by the way, I mean, if you're going to have chicken noodle soup, I'm not saying never have it out of a can if you're on the run and it's kind of fun. Yeah, that's fine. But
homemade noodles?
Man, oh, man, those homemade noodles. I mean,
those
really
made.
Those
are to die for, Andy.
We've got the thing to make them.
Oh, that's to die for.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that is not healthy, and I don't care if Grandma made it. It's not healthy.
Although I would
I don't care, though. It's so good.
I would argue that that compared to some of the things, again, folks would call healthy that are coming out of a can or a bag or even that they're picking up on the way home that somebody else made. I'm going to tell you the end of the day, I think you're still healthier doing what you just said.
Yeah, but those homemade noodles.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like it's like pie crust in broth. It's so good.
It's just bread, but whatever.
It's evil, but it's yummy.
There's worse things.
And obviously, along with that, we got to go with good old-fashioned chicken and dumpling. I love dumplings.
Oh, yeah, little fat balls.
I can pop them like Pez.
Those things are great.
They're so good.
Little fat balls. Yes.
They're not fat, though. They're
I know.
You know, they're dough.
They're little fat balls.
Little
they
dough
make
balls.
You fat. They're great, though.
So good. They're so good.
Okay, so soups that I'm not huge on, I'll eat, but I'm not huge on, or like any kind of bean soup. I'm not a big bean soup, you know, lentils, that kind of stuff.
Well, once again,
yeah,
you
not
see,
big on that.
And I wish I could be, because ham and bean soup, to me...
See, I'm not a big one on that.
...is very good. I don't like pea soup. I never like split pea.
No.
But for me, ham and bean soup was delicious, but I can't do it.
Charlie? Oh, one of my favorites, broccoli and cheese soup.
Broccoli
oh, yeah.
and cheese and...
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Wisconsin cheese soup.
Oh, yeah.
Which usually has, like, broccoli. And they put a lot. You can make that with so many things in it. It's yummers.
The best is when it doesn't even have real cheese. It's got Velveeta on it, but that's not even cheese.
No. That's cheese product.
Not good for you at all.
That's, no, that's not cheese.
All right, we come back. I will talk about the IV cocktail
that's
in a moment
only one,
as well.
That's only one step this way from tofu.
Yeah, we don't even know what it's made out of.
Right.
So, you know, you're dead set on that. Anything that doesn't have to be refrigerated that'll last a long time, probably shouldn't eat.
It will outlive the cockroaches.
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yes, it will.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, folks. Again, if you're looking to get a furnace, do it this month. You can save a ton of money and get a free air filtration system at the same time added on for no additional cost. 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air knows their reputation as a business depends on their technicians. Most HVAC companies hire based on technical skill alone, but Absolute wants to be sure how their employees will treat their customers. At Absolute, every new hire must go through a rigorous training process, including an entire month of ride-alongs with more experienced technicians, proving both their technical aptitude and their commitment to customer service. Some HVAC companies actually train their staff to make customers feel uncomfortable because they think that's the most effective way to get a sale. Absolute has the opposite goal, to make you and your home more comfortable. They will never send a new tech out on a job alone until they hear glowing reports from long-term employees about how they treat their customers. It's easy to say you prioritize customer service, but happy customers prove it. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has more than 900 Google reviews averaging 4.9 stars out of 5. Call now to schedule an estimate. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, folks, Geno's is next, and my tip for your car drivers that are out there when it comes to Geno's is, and this one's really easy, keep the tank over half full, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
That's really an easy one, folks. Just keep it full. You never know what's going to happen, or you might get stuck, or what have you. And just having that tank full gives you that peace of mind you're not going to get elsewhere. We saw last week where folks were stranded for 15 hours. Don't let that be you, and make sure that if that does happen to you, you've got a full tank of gas. Geno's can help you with everything else you need on your vehicle, though. It's GenosAutoservice.com. Geno's is, of course, with a J, 303-794-6700.
It's the new year, and Gino's Auto Service in Littleton would like to thank all of their great customers for the continued patronage and support over the past 38 years. Start the new year with savings on all of Gino's premium Napa Auto batteries. Stop in for a free battery check. The team at Gino's are big believers in catching problems before they start. Take advantage of their free multi-point inspection. They'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. And remember, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a Napa Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick it up when ready. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Take advantage of Gino's free battery check this month. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
Sometimes we yell.
I yell a lot.
Not very much, but sometimes. What? I did yesterday. I was yelling yesterday.
Were you?
Oh, I was mad.
Were you angry?
I was just mad yesterday.
What about?
I'll leave it for Monday, but the strike and some of this other nonsense going on.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just mad.
Okay.
Just nonsense. Anyways.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so real quick, I did this today. Told Charlie about it. I actually was given this. So Eli at Absolute Electrical, who we talked to quite a bit.
Great guy.
He knew I wasn't feeling super well over Christmas, and he's like, hey, you know, how are you feeling? I'm like, well, I'm doing well. I'm feeling great, all that, no big deal. And he's like, you need to get one of these IV, pick-me-ups. I'm like, what are you talking about? So he kind of goes through and talks about what the things are. IV cocktails, basically, is what they are. So I thought, okay, what do I got to lose? So I called, and he gave me the number. Rocky Mountain IV Medics is who I called, and they've got these assortments of IVs you can get that have all sorts
of
things
in them. So
these
aren't smuggled in from Colombia?
No. This is all legit.
Okay.
And they're made numerous ways. In fact, the Myers cocktail, which is what I had today, has been around for a long, long time. It's got all sorts of different things in it when it comes to, vitamins and minerals and things like that that basically help your not only immune system, but, and these things can be made, I learned today, for all sorts of things that folks might have going on. Autoimmune diseases, you just worked out, you name it. There's all sorts of things you can use them for. So I thought, what the heck, I'll give it a whirl and see how it works. So
they
do these mainly for, fatigue, colds and flu, altitude sickness for folks that even come up to our altitude. If you're dehydrated, of course, you get migraines, you name it. There's all sorts of things they can do. And they even have the ability where they can add some things to it where if you're somebody that suffers from, constant back pain, things like that. They've got things even along those lines they can add into it as well. Because these are regular, whatever you want to call them, nurses, I guess you could say.
How long does it take?
About 45 minutes to an hour.
And you just sit there?
Yep. They get you all prepped, of course, and they get, you get IV started, and then they add the different cocktail, if you would, or the mixture that you are asking for, paying for, if you would. And they do all of that for you, and off you go.
Okay.
It's
cool.
It's literally painless.
Painless?
They stick a needle in your arm, but it's not that big a deal. Pretty easy.
I'm not good with needles.
No?
I'm not.
It's easy.
Okay.
So I'll give a little plug. Rocky Mountain IV Medics. Corey was the person that came out and did ours today. And by the way, great experience, great guy, actually probably listening to the show right now because he's a great, solid conservative. We got to talking about Rogan and vaccines,
cool,
and how screwed up things are, how they're lying to us as far as what's going on inside of the medical world and so on. So we really had a great time, had a great conversation.
It sounds like they have a hell of a product. And what I liked is what you said earlier. It's not just one size fits all.
No.
They've got various blends
that
can address to your needs.
Very tailored to whatever you need. And again, I'd never tried one. I'd heard of these in the past. And honestly, I kind of thought it was paramedic. Make sure I say that correctly. It's paramedic. And I wanted to make sure I said that, correctly as far as what they do. But literally, there is almost like this, I don't know how you want to call it, Andy, a menu board, if you would, of, okay, I would like to have this, all these different things. And they'll tailor it for whatever you need. So, you're a guy that, you work out a ton and you can get stressed or you can have lack of sleep or whatever the case may be.
Right.
They can give you treatment basically to help recover from all of that.
Pretty cool.
One fell swoop. Now, I will tell you that as of today, I really can't tell any difference, but they tell you it's usually the next day or the day after that you really feel the results of what they did.
Oh, yeah. It takes a while to set in.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And what Eli told me was, it's one of those things where once you do it, the next few days after, you just wake up, you bounce up out of bed, and it's like, okay, I'm ready for the day.
Cool.
So Saturday, this is why I did it today. Saturdays for me normally is the end of the day. You know, it's the end of the week. I've done 5 days. That's my sixth day. And I'll be honest, Charlie knows, there's some days I'll come in here on a Saturday. I'm dragging a little bit. You know, I'm not as perky as I normally would be. I'll see in the morning what it's like. That'll be the real test.
Okay.
And I'll let you know next week.
It'll be good.
Let
good
you know,
to know
Tuesday what it's like. So anyways, that's how I did it. It was actually, you know, again, it wasn't that bad at all. Give them a little plug. And, you know, if it's something you guys are interested in, send me an email. I'll send you some links to, you know, some of the different things. They're not an advertiser. I'm not advertising for them. Just letting you know that when it comes to, you know, the immune, anti-aging, all these different things, this is one of those things they've got that might help with some of those things if you're interested.
Yeah, it's just a product you like.
Exactly. And will I do it again? Probably. Yeah, probably will, actually.
Very cool.
All right.
Would we have time to do some, because we never had time to do rapid fire on our movie
on
clips.
On our TV
thing.
Duos?
And this was TV duos. We didn't have time to close up with rapid
fire.
Yeah,
we can do that. We've got time. It's okay. Friday. We do whatever we want to.
Okay, can I lead?
Yes.
Lou and Ted from Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, that was on my list too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Somebody actually texted in as well, Burns and Allen.
Oh, yes. Who I did last week.
Right.
I used them last week.
Right. And
one of the great classics. Go ahead.
I had Saul and Kim from Better Call Saul.
Well done, well done. Here's one that you've never seen, you wouldn't even know, but I've got to do it because there are some out there who know them. From Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Two Robots, Crow and Tom Servo. Mm. Trust me, they're hilarious.
Okay.
You're up.
Again, this wasn't mine, but somebody had mentioned Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, yes, Cagney and Lacey. I used to watch that. Good one. Okay, Jonathan and Mark from Highway to Heaven, Michael Landon and Victor French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Michael Landon played, you know, the angel, mm-hmm. Jonathan.
Got it.
And Mark. There you go.
This one came in from a listener too earlier, Strike Back. It's on Cinemax. First six seasons, Scott and Stonebridge. This listener says, funny thing is, Scott is an American played by an Australian, while Stonebridge is a Brit played by an American.
I don't know it. I haven't seen it, but it sounds funny. Okay, I can do the next one with one word. Daryl.
Oh.
From Larry, Daryl, and mm-hmm. Daryl.
Newman.
Two guys who never speak, and they're very funny. You're up.
I'm out. That was it. For once, I finally exhausted my entire list. I've never done that, by the way.
Okay, let me do a few. We had Archie and Edith. How about Archie and Meathead? They were a classic duo, and their battles were hilarious. There was a show called Chuck, and Chuck and his buddy Morgan were a real team. They were very funny. From South Park, Cartman and Stan. Hilarious.
Oh, I forgot one, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny.
Oh, gosh, that was my next one. You're not going to believe it. It's right here. I was working up my list. My next one was Bugs and Elmer Fudd.
Those were good, by the way.
Be a Valley.
Now, you also could say Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, right?
Be Valley, Valley Quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Rabbit hunting. Could you say Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, you could say those two. That's a great one. Here's one you'll hate, but they are a duo. Classic one, The Muppet Critic. The two critics, the old men, Remington Steele and Laura Holt.
That was a good one, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, speaking of cartoons,
okay,
this is politically incorrect, you can't do it anymore, but Pepe Le Pew and then the cat itself.
Oh, yes, right? Absolutely.
Would they not be a duo?
They were. That was hilarious.
Pepe Le Pew.
Bart and Lisa Simpson.
Good one.
And Bart and Homer Simpson.
Good one.
Lassie and Timmy. My wife gave me that one.
Oh, that's you know, I didn't think about that. That's an animal... / you know,
yes.
Okay, so then let's make sure we add to that on Flipper. I don't remember what the kid's name was, but there was the kid and Flipper.
Yes, the kid and Flipper. Yes, okay. Richard did Tom and Jerry. What about Itchy and Scratchy? The spoof on Tom and Jerry from The Simpsons.
Okay.
And here's two that you would know because they're from a show called Futurama, Fry and Bender.
Yeah,
trust me,
I don't know.
Hilarious.
Okay, so here's a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Are they still doing duos like they once were, or has that sort of, you know, been there, done that, and we're moving on now?
You know, it's harder to follow nowadays because everything's splintered. Right. You have so many shows that this is a Netflix show, that's a Disney show, that's a whatever show.
I mean, there's always a supporting.
And people don't all follow it.
Oh, somebody said, David and Maddie for Moonlighting. Yeah, that's a good one as well.
Yeah, and by the way, I had that one down. The only reason I didn't use it is because we have upcoming, we're going to do a show, TV Romances.
Mm-hmm.
And I was holding off on Dave and Maddie for that.
All right.
But they were classic. And by the way, there was also, golly, I forget his name, but Miss DePesto and who was the short, dumpy guy? He was hilarious.
Don't remember.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't seen that show in 30 years.
Oh, funny.
Or more.
Did you ever see the, Taming of the Shrew episode?
Mm-mm. Oh. I probably did.
Magnificent.
I'd have to go back and, watch again.
Magnificent. It was hilarious. Toward the end when they've got her tied up in front of a church while he's singing True Love.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Okay, so refresh my memory. Was Bruce Willis doing all of that prior to all of his big movie stuff or while he was doing the big movie stuff?
It was prior that he launched it.
Okay.
And he started the movies while he was doing it.
Because it was all kind of simultaneous, right?
Yeah, but Moonlighting...
Which really sort of shot him up on popularity, right?
Well, yeah, Moonlighting is what launched him. And then he did the movies. I don't know, but Moonlighting ran several seasons.
Yeah, it was.
And I would assume that he started the movies like Die Hard before it ended. I would think.
Oh, and he had hair, Charlie said. Yeah, good reminder.
Yes, he had hair then.
Good
yes.
reminder. Yeah, and again, folks, I'd kind of... Great show back in the day. I'd forgotten about some.
By the way, I'm going to be using this again on Romances, but also a great duo from Newhart, Michael and Stephanie, were hilarious. And he died recently.
Yeah, the other one we didn't mention too, which would have been duos, would have been, like Dick Van Dyke. I mean, all those types of show. There's always
Dick and Laura.
Yeah, there's always a duo there.
Rob and Laura.
Dick
and Van Dyke and Laura. And Mary Tyler Moore.
Right.
Rob and Laura.
So, I mean, all of those types of shows, there was always a quote-unquote duo, I guess you could say.
Yeah, there were a lot of duos. I still think that if you're going to say the classic...
I mean, even McHale's Navy would have been Conway and Ernest Borgnine.
Right. I think the most classic duos, though, had to be like The Odd Couple, Batman and Robin, Laverne and Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some Mulder and Scully from X-Files... There are some duos that are just absolutely
classic.
Well,
they just raise above the, they raise the bar for what everybody else had to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Fred and Barney, like you said, the Honeymooners. I mean, there are some that are just so classic.
Well, let's say it this way. There are some where
Lone Ranger and Tonto.
When you took, if you took that counterpart away, it was no longer good.
Right. You couldn't do it without them.
Right.
Yeah,
that would kind of be the definition of a really good duo, right?
I totally agree.
Without the other, it doesn't work.
Yeah, you got to have both.
Odd Couple, great example.
Skipper.
Gilligan doesn't work without. They don't work without each other, period.
Right.
And by the way, all the other cast members, you could have interchanged that with whoever you wanted to. Show would have worked, period.
Right.
Because those two made the show happen.
Right, exactly. You could have replaced Marianne with another, pretty young lady and whatever.
Correct.
But you had to have the Skipper and Gilligan.
Right. Anybody else could have been interchanged out, still would have worked.
What about this? And I mean, they're obviously a love interest as well, but the Howells. Mr. and Mrs. Howell, that's a classic couple.
Yeah, and you could have almost, if they'd have been...
You could have done the show without them, but they were wonderful.
Back then, and if they were around today, this would have happened. It could have spun off and been its own show.
They
could have. Those two.
They could have. Oh, hey, we did one from last week. Schultz and Klink.
Yeah. Good one.
From Hogan's Heroes. I mean, they were classic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break. Come back. Finish things up. Fordham Buntress Mortgage is next. Get that free mortgage review now, folks. 720-895-0500.
All right. I'll be back.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable interest mortgage. And see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, folks, Franktown Firearms. And as I said earlier, I texted Nate today and said, hey, will you get me, you know, such and such? And, of course, that will be an easy transaction with them. That's how it works. Anything you need at Franktown, they'll help you out. 720-770-7777 or find them at klzradio.com.
You will leave Franktown Firearms happier than you walked in. Nobody looks cheerful these days. Everybody seems stressed about the future. At Franktown Firearms, you will experience the satisfaction of becoming self-reliant. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages first-time shooters to get training right away because you'll reinforce good habits from the beginning, making your practice more effective. Whether you feel more comfortable in a group class or one-on-one with an instructor, they will tailor your training to fit your goals. You want control of your personal safety and the safety of your family. Learning how to take care of yourself and your family feels good. Instead of worrying, you can have the confidence that you will know how to respond in an emergency. As Sean and Nate would say, you can't not smile when you fire off some freedom seeds. They promise to treat every customer with the same level of respect and professionalism, whether you spend $5 or $5,000. Sign up for training now at klzradio.com/Franktown, where students become friends.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair folks, anything you need when it comes to your vehicle, don't forget, especially right now as you're driving around, tires, they've got you handled there, and we'll sell you Cooper tires at cost. 303-841-1071 or klzradio.com.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will not sacrifice quality. Even with everyday items out of stock, they refuse to compromise the durability of their materials. The leadership team at Extreme Auto Repair plans ahead to mitigate the impact of supply chain issues for their customers. They handle the headaches behind the scenes so you don't have to. For instance, the team at Extreme Auto Repair normally prefers Napa Gold oil filters, but limited supply has forced them to search for comparable quality elsewhere. You probably wouldn't notice the difference, but they want to protect you from the possibility of a cheap filter damaging your vehicle. They've seen it all before. One pinhole leak along a seam leads to a ruined motor. They want to change your oil the right way, so they will go straight to the manufacturer to find oil filters that will last without leaking. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, your vehicle's parts and materials will meet or exceed OE standards every time. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
We're independent brokers. Now, what's an independent broker? What does that mean? We don't work for an insurance company. Okay, we contract with many different insurance companies so that we can offer their products, so that we can shop and provide you the best deal out there.
Call now for a free analysis of your home and auto insurance. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and we're back. Got a couple of minutes left, is all. You're going to rattle a few more off here.
Got to do a few more duos really quick. Charlie had a great one. Boris and Natasha, of course. How about this? Pat Sajak and Vanna White. How about from WKRP, Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap?
Somebody called in and said Rin Tin Tin as well.
Oh, yeah. And how about this one? Da, 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 da. John Madden, Pat Summerall.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't we say any of those?
I know.
There's a ton of those that are really good.
I know. Some are just awesome. So there's a few more duos
by the way,
I thought I'd throw
men,
out.
That was a good show that had.
Yeah. Two and a Half Men. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That
really
70s
good.
Show, but it's kind of hard to know who to pair off of that one.
That's another one. Say that, Charlie.
Rowan and Martin. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a classic. And what about the two leads on Hee Haw?
Yeah, what were their names? I can picture them right now.
Buck Owens and Roy Clark. Buck Owens or Roy Clark. That's a big one, right? That was a big duo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, there was a lot of those shows back in the day that were a singing television show kind of all at the same time and typically had two people. That was another one of those. Yeah, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton.
I didn't see that one, but okay.
There was. I mean, that was kind of an era where there was a lot of those going on. Roy and Dale, good
Captain
one.
And Tennille,
good one. True.
I'm embarrassed by that. You may not have me back, but Captain and Tennille. She was cute.
Yeah, they had good songs.
They did. Shop around.
They weren't bad. Yeah. All right. Guys, we're going to get out
of here. Muskrat love.
Don't forget our this whole hour we just sort of are recapping right now. We'll do again next. So stay tuned and keep listening. No, you can't text for any others that we're going to add to the list because the list is done over. It will be a recording of the 4 o'clock hour you hear next. Tomorrow, I'll be here first thing in the morning, Fix It Radio. We're going to talk about insurance with Paul Leuenberger, my agent, give you guys some updates on things you should be looking at and reviewing in your current policies to make sure that you're not one of those that were affected by the fire, by the way, because a lot of those, about 30% of those were underinsured. We'll talk about that in the morning. Fix It Radio, followed by Drive Radio. Have a great night. For the second hour is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.